How is design playing a role in the revitalization of Detroit? That's a question that will be explored all through September during the first ever Detroit Month of Design. Detroit had the honor of being the very first city in the United States to be designated a UNESCO City of Design by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to find out now as we talk to the Executive Director of Design Corps Detroit, the group launching Detroit Month of Design, Olga Stella. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what we have known is this week-long Detroit Design Festival. A lot of people know it. A lot of people would go to it. Now it's a month-long celebration. What led to this transition?
Well, we recognize that not only were we programming events throughout the month, but so were our partners across the city. And it was just time. Given Detroit's global designation as a UNESCO City of Design and the excitement and enthusiasm across the city, it just made sense to claim September as Detroit's Month of Design.
And then these events are going to celebrate Detroit's designation as a UNESCO City of Design. What does that mean for the city?
Well, to be designated really both honors the legacy of design in Detroit, you know, going back almost 100 years, you know, back to Henry Ford and the assembly line and all the way, you know, through to the present. But it also honors the possibility that design brings to driving sustainable and equitable development in the city. And we, along with over 50 different organizations, many, many partners, are all united in a vision for inclusive growth through this designation and really developing Detroit as a model of inclusive design. And that's something that many of the events throughout the month of September will highlight. Many of the designers themselves represent the diversity of our community and the experiences that people from all walks of life can have, whether at Light Up Livernois or Focus Hope's Photography Festival, really make design accessible and meaningful in their everyday lives.
We say that word design, Olga. Just exactly what is being celebrated through this month? What does that word design encompass?
Well, it's a very broad term. And, you know, and to different people, it means different things, you know, whether it's architecture or graphic design, you know, or even now surface design. But for us, it's about creativity that's applied to problem solving. And so you do see that in neighborhood development, architecture, interior design. You see it in the tech world, right, with mobile app development, user interface, all the ways that design influences, you know, visual communication. And then, of course, product and industrial design. To us, the many makers of Detroit, the furniture makers, the fashion accessory makers, you know, people who are doing all kinds of creative things every day, making products that people want to buy, they're all designers too.
There's such a big schedule of events happening during the Detroit Month of Design. So let's talk about a sampling. What are three discussions that will be happening that you are especially excited about?
Well, one of my absolute favorites is Kat Holmes' lecture at the College for Creative Studies as part of their Toyota Lecture Series. That's taking place on September 19th. And Kat is known as a leader, a thought leader in the practice of inclusive design. She was formerly at Microsoft. Now she's at Google. She's written a book called Mismatch that's all about inclusive design and why it matters. And that's really central to our UNESCO designation. So she'll be here on the 19th, and that will be very exciting.
What does inclusive design mean?
Inclusive design is when designers take into account both all the different points of human difference to create products, services, systems that allow all people to act independently, confidently, and successfully in life. So it goes beyond, you know, many of us are familiar with universal design, curb cuts, you know, accessible entrances into buildings, you know, other kinds of accommodations that account for differences in physical ability. Inclusive design goes beyond that, and it looks at socioeconomic differences, gender identity, language, you know, ethnic and cultural, and really considers when we're designing for people who seem like they're the exception in society, we can create a product or a service or a place that works for everybody in society.
And thus builds a sense of community.
It really does. And I think for Detroit, what's really important about that is this idea that as Detroit revitalizes, as new investment comes in, new people come in, we want everyone who's been part of Detroit's past to continue to be part of its future. And inclusive design can be that pathway to inclusive growth, where people still feel welcome in their neighborhoods, where we can integrate newcomers and really retain what's authentic and wonderful about the city.
Well, there's so much going on. We have a link to Design Core Detroit's website that you can find at the stateside page at michiganradio.org, and you can then find the full array of events for the Detroit Month of Design. Olga Stella, Executive Director of Design Core Detroit, what a great month ahead. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks so much for having me.